I got little chips in my mouth still.
I don't like this.
What?
I don't like talking about myself.
Why?
It's weird.
I think that's weird that you think it's weird. A lot of people would eat this up.
Yeah?
People like to talk about themselves.
I don't know, I guess.
You don't think so? I don't know. Every conversation, not every, sorry. But conversations I've had, people find an opportunity to talk about themselves. Which is good, I guess.
I think they like feeling heard.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyways. I'm not leading this, so.
I said, okay. Welcome back. Deep breath, Delilah.
Yeah.
Deep breaths. It's okay. You're making me nervous.
Eternal drama of our salvation playing out from the beginning of creation.
Our faith itself is inherently dramatic.
Dramatic.
It's so dramatic.
It's so dramatic.
And yet this is how our God loves.
He loves.
Anyways, welcome back, guys, to Dramatic Catholics.
I feel like we haven't recorded in a while.
Like, why does it feel new? What was the last time we recorded? 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Anyways, we're here, y'all. We're back and better than ever. And this is Esme's voice that you're hearing. You know, a lot of people who mix this up.
Yeah, they'll be like, oh, Esme said this. I was like, that was me.
Yeah. It's like, guys, please. Wait, I do not have a degree in theology. No. So this is Esme, and I am going to be our main host today, because
yeah,
today's gonna be all about Delilah.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. This whole podcast is about
my turn.
Her. Yeah, it's her turn. We did my episode early on, like a month, I don't remember, like 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna bring it back to our lovely Delilah. Yeah, and this will probably help you guys to differentiate our voices.
Oh, not, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
If not, then that's, yeah, I'm sorry.
We both sound the same, apparently.
All right. So, before we start, we're going to start an opening prayer.
Okay.
Do you want to? You want
sure, me? I can. Okay.
Since you're our guest.
Yeah.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for bringing us here today. We thank you for the gift of allowing us to do this podcast every week. We pray for everyone who is listening that they may be just able to hear your voice each time they listen. And then we just ask that you guide our conversation. And thank you for everything that you have blessed us with. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
So me and Delilah go way back, y'all. I don't remember when I met you. I just remember
I don't remember either.
Put in a family with you.
Yeah.
For my first retreat. And you were paired with, was it Ruben at the time?
Probably. They always used to pair me with a band person. Yeah. So I was always
solo?
I was a single mom. Every retreat.
When it came to small groups, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. But me and Delilah, yeah, we go way back when I was 15. You were like 18, I think.
Probably.
20.
20.
But it's crazy to think that, like, now we're working together.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
it's like, dang, guys, crying. But kind of explain to us, how'd you even end up at St. John Vianney?
Yeah,
like, because you've been here for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
But how did you get here? Who brought you here? Mm-hmm. Who was here during that time?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, who was here during that time? Yeah, I came. I remember coming to youth group when I was a freshman in high school. I probably was here at the parish sometime during my middle school year, but I can't remember when the move was. So I was at Blessed Sacrament before.
Mm.
Yeah, I did my sacraments there and all that. But at some point, there was a new priest that came, and he had a very heavy accent. And my family's not bilingual.
At Blessed Sacrament?
At Blessed Sacrament. Oh, okay. Yeah, I think he's still there.
He might still be there.
His accent has gotten a lot better, like, since
I've seen him. So he was, like, fresh.
Yeah, he was, like, from the Dominican Republic.
Oh, dang.
So it was really heavy. And so, yeah, that wasn't helpful for myself and, yeah, all that. I don't know if you know Father John Lankett.
No, I've heard about him, though.
He was a legend. He was there when my family was there, which I think was a very big blessing because, yeah. He just got us there every week.
You know where he's at now?
No, I don't. I don't know where he's at right now.
If you know, let us know.
He's around. He's around, though. He's still here in AZ, I'm pretty sure. But, yeah, when he left, unfortunately, we also left. Just because of the language,
yeah,
the language thing, that was really hard for us. So we looked out here, we looked at St. Thomas. It was just a really big church.
It was just really hard to like,
yeah, it was just really big. So, and that and is close. Is,
yeah,
it is closer to
yeah.
me. Yeah, I can get there in like 10 minutes.
We were talking about this the other day. Okay, we love St. Thomas Aquinas, beautiful church. But we're talking about Delilah because you live, oh, I don't want to expose that, but you live around here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, you know, over there.
Yeah.
And if you know where St. John Vianney is at, it's like smack down like Avondale and in Goodyear. Like, it's
yeah.
literally
like in the yeah. borderline of both.
So you live closer to STA.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, how did you end up to St. John Vianney?
And yeah, that was it. So like, we just ended up coming here instead because it was like, this is the next closest thing. So it takes me like 20 minutes to get here versus like the 10 it
That's
takes me
crazy.
To get to St. Thomas. So
whatever.
But we just felt like it was like more homey. It was more like our vibe. Father Tom Eckert was the pastor here. Yeah, at the time as well. So yeah, I remember we used to have youth masses. Now we're young adults, so it's a young adult.
No longer youth mass.
No longer youth mass. It grew with us. So yeah, I remember like seeing the leaders wear white polos and when they were serving, and my mom turned to me and she was like, "You should like do something like that. Like you should, you know, like look how cool that is. Like look at all those young people."
And you're like 14?
Yeah, I was probably like 13, 14. Mm-hmm. I was like, "Yeah, it looks like pretty cool." And then I started going to youth group. I've told you this story before, and I mentioned it a little bit on one of the podcasts, but to give more context, I was dating somebody at the time when I was like a freshman in high school, and he was a Protestant. And long story short, when we were like touching base on like our relationship, like how's this going, like,
oh my gosh, know, I'm 14 years old.
14? He was really like mature though, like he had this mentality which I didn't have at the time, which now I do have. He was like, you date for marriage. And that was like
at 14.
Yeah.
Dang.
But I'm like, but that is like the purpose of dating. Like,
hey, shout out to his parents.
Shout out to his parents. Yeah. Like, you do date for marriage. It's not like pointless. So like, we were having this conversation.
No,
like,
for sure.
Is this going to continue? Like, are we, you know, as we like get into high school? And he was like, yeah. And he kept, and I should have seen it coming because he did try to get me to go to different events, like at his church. Yeah.
I was like, you said no.
Yeah. I would like come up with an excuse. I was like, yeah, like, I can't, like, because I just knew, like, my mom was just like, you, like, you don't change your religion for a boy, like, you wouldn't do, like, you know, that was just, like, ingrained in my head. I'm like, it didn't matter, like, yeah.
And this one, you didn't flirt to convert.
This is when I didn't flirt to convert, yeah, that doesn't work.
That's another story.
That's another story, but then it doesn't work, long story short. Yeah, so, in that conversation, he was like, you know, I don't, that's the only thing that's like an issue, is that you're Catholic and I'm Christian. And I'm like, well, I'm also like Christian. So then that was another thing. Cause like, and if you didn't know, like Catholics are Christian. We are the,
Catholic Christians.
We're Catholic Christians. Yeah. That's the type of, yeah. Anyway, he didn't get that and he didn't agree with that either, but I'm like, all right, you know, this is, it wasn't going anywhere in that conversation. So yeah, long story short, that's how we broke up because of that. And I was honestly like pretty mad because I was just frustrated because I didn't know how to defend myself to him. I couldn't get into the nitty gritty of, you know, I couldn't have like that kind of, I couldn't defend my faith. So, you know, at one point he had said, not to my face, but he had said that I wasn't a, what did he say? I didn't have a personal relationship with Jesus. That's what he said. Oof. Not to me, but he was saying Catholics in general do not have a personal relationship. And you hear many Protestants say this. And my theology professor used to say, well, he was nerdy. It was really funny. He's like, personal relationship? What do you mean? He's like, I eat the man every Sunday.
You can't get any more personal than that.
Yeah, you can't get more personal than that. I was like, facts though.
If you were to see him again, like all grown.
Yeah, all grown.
What would you tell him, like, if you could go back?
If I could go back, I would tell him that. It's like, there, I would say that, like, we have the fullness of truth in the Catholic Church. Like, we do receive Jesus, like, in a very intimate way, like, through the Eucharist. Like, that's what I would tell him.
Yeah.
But could I say that then? No, I could not. So, yeah. That's unfortunate. But
it
because
is.
Of that, I I was like, you know, I mean, he was right in a sense that I didn't know a lot about my faith. So I had questions like, why am I Catholic? Why did I give up a nice boy?
For my faith.
For my faith.
You said this better be good.
It's better be good. But for real, though, he was a good guy. Like, yeah, I liked him a lot, but he was really sweet. But yeah, so my mom was like, you know, why don't you go to youth group? And so she did take me to youth group. And I remember walking in through the gates the first day of my freshman year of youth group in September day. I didn't have any friends. I didn't know anybody. I remember seeing Father Tom Eckert there, and like I talked to him for a little bit, and I was like, I can't just sit here and talk to the priest.
Who did you talk to first? Do you remember?
I remember, like, we had set up tables outside.
Yeah.
And I just kept going. I kept walking. I was like, I remember looking at each group. I'm like,
did you have your hot dog?
I did have my hot dog. I had my food in my hand. Yeah. I was like, where am I going to sit? It was like high school. I mean, it was high school, but it was like the cafeteria.
Yeah.
And so, like, everybody had their little groups. Like, you know, I was looking back and forth. I reached to the very end of the line. And I was like, well, there's nowhere else to go at this point. And it was all girls sitting at the table. And it was actually Sierra. I don't know if you remember Sierra.
Yeah, I do.
But she was one of the leaders here. So I met her, which was funny. And then I met this girl, Val, which is, we know as Valerie, Miss Valerie Salinas now.
Were they participants?
They were participants. Oh, okay. Yeah. We were all in high school at the same time. I think Val's a year older than me, I think. But Val ended up, like, fast forward years later, she was an intern here. We were interns together. Like, she was, you know... Like, it was crazy. Like, Sierra was a leader here. So that table ended up, like, the majority of us, like, ended up serving.
Yeah.
You know, we turned from participants into, like, actually, yeah, being leaders and stuff, which was.
Workers of the church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Val now works for Blessed Is She. She's actually the in-law of Stephanie. So, yeah, it's, like, crazy how we end up becoming, like, family with each other and all that stuff. Yeah. That's what happened. That's how I got here.
Nice.
And that's who was around.
Okay, so I kind of like want to ask you a question, and I could be so wrong.
Okay.
But you obviously are in...
Are you in school?
I am in school.
Okay. Just making sure.
I'm just on a break, guys. Okay. So like I am in grad school. I just took a break this semester.
You're taking a break.
Because it got hard.
It got hard balancing.
You're a busy gal.
So, yes. But,
and I could be so wrong, but my question is, like, because you didn't know or you weren't well-versed in your faith back then, because I know you went to GCU.
Yeah.
And you said, like, you left GCU because it was, like, a lot of people in there were just...
Yes.
We're, like, obviously Christians. Like, there was no Catholicism at all. Mm-hmm. But, like... For me, like, when I've had these conversations with you, it's more of, like, being able to defend your faith.
Yeah.
So, like...
Yeah, I did that a lot, you know?
So, like, going to school, was that, like, part of the reason? Or, like, why did you go to school to, like, further your education in theology when you could have done something? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. I get
why
you.
Why study theology and go for a degree and now you're master's?
I get you. Yes. I did notice... And when I look back at it now, because David was talking about it, you know, David knows me really well. And I don't respond well when somebody tells me something about myself, like that they're wrong about, you know. So like when that guy had told me, like, you don't really know about your faith or like whatever, you know, I mean, I did take that personally. It's like, you know, I will do what I can to like reverse that. It's like, well, no, or like prove them wrong, you know. So that is a big motivator. I remember being in high school after that and being a leader, and I do remember like defending my faith a lot with like my friends. Like people would say something about the Pope or whatever. My high school teacher told me something that the Pope, we believe that the Pope doesn't sin.
No.
I'm like, why are we talking about this? It was a history class, though. So I remember going home and looking it up, like, for sure. I was like, no, I was like, we don't believe that. I knew that. Like,
no, yeah.
You know, we don't believe like the Pope himself, like, is infallible. But we do believe that he can teach infallibly, right, on these certain doctrines of the church. Like, they don't change. Like, we don't change doctrine.
You can't.
So I printed up this thing and I gave it to my teacher.
Such a G for that.
I just... I just couldn't. I was so, and he would always call me out.
Yeah.
I'm like, why do you have something against me?
And this is high school, or did you see
in
you?
High school?
Oh, dang.
This was in high school when I was a leader.
Yeah.
We were learning a lot, and I was like, no, I will not let like somebody teach this whole group of people something wrong about our faith.
Yeah.
So I had like printed it and I showed it to him, and then he corrected himself in front of the whole class.
Nice.
So
it's
like, yeah. So I just like, there's always been this like need to defend, maybe from like stemming from that first instance where like I couldn't, like, yeah. I couldn't defend the faith, and then now like I don't know, I felt obligated to. Mm. I think because of that moment. But when I was going into Grand Canyon, I didn't really know. Well, I got the internship here at the parish when I graduated, and when I started working here, I just was like, you know, and being a leader, I just knew like I wanted to work for the church. So, and I hear a lot of people say that it really doesn't matter like what your you end up getting your degree in, because half of the majority of people who seek a degree and like major in something don't end up long term even working in that field that they have their degree in. So I was like, you know, why not risk it for the biscuit and just like do something like I really want to study. So, you know, I didn't want to study business or like marketing. I was like, why not invest this in like in minor in something that, if like all else fails, like I have a minor in communications. So I'm like, if I, for whatever reason, don't work, not that I would leave the church, but if there's not a job anymore available to me to work in the church, I have communications to fall on. So that's kind of like what my mindset was going into getting a theology degree. Cause I'm like,
for sure,
if I know I'm going to work for the church, like why not full send and like do it all the way?
Oh,
like
yeah.
get a degree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out, because dude, I feel like everybody just comes to Delilah about all the things. Like, Delilah, do you know this? Like, the theology behind this?
Yeah, I know. Or that? Yeah, I hate that.
Really?
I do.
Why?
Oh, like, I swear it after everything. Because so my sister is funny because we talk about it. Because my sister also has a degree in science.
Yeah.
And I have a degree in theology, which I think is, we both think is, like, funny.
Yeah.
Because she, like, deals with like the physical world, the sciences and all that stuff like that.
And you're more spiritual.
And I'm more spiritual. She's like, oh my gosh, that's so funny. Like us together, you know?
Said us against the world. The Baca sisters.
Yeah. But I'm like, I think that's a good point. But I think she would like to use like science as an analogy. Like if she's like majoring in like science, like she has a specific, she hones in on one specific thing.
Mm-hmm.
So like she's doing like physical therapy or whatever. Some people study, like if they're a doctor, they might be a brain doctor, or like I'm sure there's
a lot of,
you know, like there's like a specific thing. Versus like I didn't make, like theology is so broad, it's so broad, like there's like a lot of, like there's Mariology, you can talk about scripture, you talk about like catechetics, there's like so many different things. So it's like when somebody tries to like, it's like throwing a dart like into thin air. It's like, okay, well maybe I learned about that. I was like, but maybe I didn't.
It's like when we go with Father Andrew, like, because you got a master in divinity.
And we've talked about that. Yeah. He's like, he's not a fan of that either. Like,
okay,
you
so
get like there's like pressure.
Yeah,
there's pressure there. It's like we didn't learn
everything, right?
Because
theology, there's a lot that goes, like body of theology, obviously, you know, like those little ones, but there is a lot that goes into that one.
Yes, like I probably took one class on like something that you've in my 4 years. Yeah.
Dang.
And you got to remember, like my first year was like, you know, English, math, all
so
that
technically, you're, like,
I was
3 years.
At Grand Canyon. Yeah, it was 3 years. Yeah.
And where you graduated from?
Benedictine University. Go Red Hawks.
Still?
Yeah.
To this day?
Yeah. All the way. Go Red Hawks, guys.
So, being a worker of the church, I would say you and I, we work at the church. And sometimes we joke around like, it ain't for the week.
It's not.
What has it been? Because you've been working here, not like as a leader, but like officially since...
Officially working since I was a freshman in high school. Or college. A freshman in college.
So it was like 6 years ago?
Yeah. I will be finishing my 7th year.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So...
This year.
Explain like how that's been for you. Because there's been like, you know, ups and downs like working here. It's like St. John Vianney. But like how has it been? Because if you guys don't know already, Delilah is our director of religious education.
Oh yeah. The DRE here. For sure.
Yeah, the DRE. Dr. Dre. here at St. John Vianney, basically. And she's been doing it for...
this is my third year.
Your third year.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case you didn't know, if this is the first time you're ever hearing about
us. Yeah.
Yeah. But how has that been for you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, your 7 years here, starting off as an intern, now as the DRE.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was like 2 years as an intern. That was a lot of like grunt work. That was a lot of like the tedious stuff, you know, which I find really helpful now. And I think that's something like I've grown to appreciate like here, like with that internship program, because you can look at it as like, oh, I'm doing all the busy work. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. It's like, well, no, because you kind of like to be like skilled in something, you know, it's helpful, or like a craft, for example, like if you have like, or like a trade, even like people who would like back in the day, like people would go to school to like to be a carpenter, like they would have to be like, they would have to know everything, like the ins and outs of like carpentry, you know, even the little stuff. And like that's what's important to understand the bigger picture of like what we're called to do. So yeah, that was a lot of like the internship years, but I was also able to figure out like, what am I good at? Like, where are my gifts and talents at? And yeah, and I helped our DRE, our director at the time a lot. So I kind of knew like right away, like what I was like good at doing. I was able to figure that out. And then while I was an admin for those 2 years here, it was kind of the same thing. Like it was kind of still like the internship program, but I was hired on as like an actual like employee. Yeah. Like I knew it was permanent. Like,
our admin like, position got created because of you.
Yeah. Yeah. We have an admin.
Thank you.
You're welcome. job security.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, no, because with the internship program, if you don't know, like it's not a guarantee you're gonna come back the next
year. It's just a year. For me, it was a year.
Yeah. It is typically a year. I got to stay on for another year, which was nice. And they're like, yeah, we're not ready. So I wasn't ready either.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to go work at Chick-fil-A or like
somewhere. Oh, yeah. Did you work at before?
Yeah, we did Chick-fil-A.
She worked at the Lord's Chicken, y'all.
Yeah, for the, yeah.
Yeah, before.
And then being a DRE, I think it was just really fitting. I did fight it in the beginning. I didn't want to do it. I just kind of felt like I didn't want to just fall into something. I didn't want to like, because that's kind of like what, but then the Lord just, he just works.
Yeah.
It was just, it was beautiful. It was only his timing. Like there was no way. Like the fact that the fact that I graduated the same year that our DRE was ready to leave was like perfect. You know, and so like I did have to pray about it. I did turn it down at first. I did. I was like, yeah, I'm not.
Oh my, that was
not doing that.
Yes, because sorry, I just had flashbacks. But that was the time you were considering working. You applied for different jobs. You applied at JP2.
I did apply at JP2.
You were gonna be a teacher,
which I didn't want to do either.
And we were going somewhere, meeting our friends somewhere.
Yeah,
and at the time it was Carlos, so Delilah was giving me Delilah was giving me rides to work because we were working together. No, we weren't. That's how it's so blurry. Anyway,
I know.
But I remember like talking. You're like, yeah, I have to read this book, or like she asked me a question.
Bro. Yeah. In my job interview with. So I wasn't gonna apply for that job.
Oh, interesting.
I wasn't. So
did you? Was it just JP2 that you applied to, or was it somewhere else?
It was JP2. I think I applied. I might have applied in another parish, but I don't remember.
Interesting.
I can't remember.
You said not. You're trying to go.
Yeah.
And the Lord said.
I just was like, okay, like maybe they don't have a job for me here, like you know. But they did, and I was like, but I don't want that job. I was being picky. But yeah, JP2, that wasn't in the plan. I never wanted to be a teacher.
Dang.
You know, because that's what people will ask me a lot too. They're like, oh, what are you gonna do with theology? You're gonna teach? I'm like, no. Now that I was like, I respect teachers.
No,
I just
for
don't
sure.
feel like I could do that daily routine
for sure.
of doing the same thing every day.
Yeah,
I'm not about that. Like that's frustrating to me. Like I couldn't do it.
Also, because you've worked at a you work in a place where it's like different,
it's different
every day.
Every day, yeah. Which I love.
Me too.
I love that. So that was a big like, you know. But I only applied at JP2 because at the time David Portugal. I know he was so random, but
yeah. He was the security guard there
as a side job, which is. But he was hyping me up to the sisters there, and they're like, oh my gosh, we had to meet her. But we also know Sister Mary Bridget,
yes.
So she knew of me. They had talked to the principal, Sister Mary Jordan. She was like, I want to meet her. I think we did meet, and she was like, well, I'll apply for this job. And I was like, sick, okay. And I only considered it just because JP2 is so special.
Yeah.
If you've never been there, it just changed my mind. I was like, I will do anything to work there. Like, it completely changed my mind about teaching. So I was very open to it. But they did ask me, like, they asked me, what book are you reading right now? And I blanked because, I mean, if you know me, I don't like to read. I only read because of school. Right. Like, everything that I read is because...
But you won't read willingly.
But I will not read on the side. I will not read. Like, so I do read. So
just from school.
Just from school, though. So, like, but they were asking me, like, personally, like, you would think a teacher would like to read.
I bombed it.
I remember... just pausing, and I had ended up saying, like, I was, because I was reading St. Augustine's Confessions at the time, but that was it. Like, I wasn't, I had nothing else to offer to that conversation.
They said, oh.
Yeah, I also didn't get it. I didn't get the job, but it's, which was fine.
For
I was
kind of
hurt, though. Because,
for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love. Yeah.
What was funny, though, the RDRE, she got a job there, not as the theology teacher.
But
Stephanie got a job there, and I ended up taking her job.
Crazy. Okay, so when it came to, like, so obviously you shot down the DRE position at first.
Mm-hmm.
What, how was that discernment, or like, how did you know that that was what the Lord was calling you to do?
Yeah. So I talked to Rob Curtis. He was my campus minister, my professor. He also used to work here at St. John Vianney.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. We're all, everything is just so interconnected and intertwined. So, like, I had talked to him about it and how I was offered this position. And he was like, you don't have to make, he's like, you can make it in anything you want it to be. It doesn't have to be like the way it always was. And that really helped me, because I thought of the position a certain way. Versus like thinking of, like, I do have a lot of freedom because I did work here so long, which is also different for me going to another parish, and which is why I didn't want to go to another parish. Like, you can say all you want and you can hype yourself up all you want, but they don't know.
Right.
They don't know me and like in what I've done here, like, and how long I've been here, what I know how to do, and my gifts and my talents, versus everybody here does know.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of freedom because of that. And a lot of, like, you don't have to gain respect, essentially, you know?
Yeah.
So the fact that I was able to have a lot of freedom with the position and what, how I would like to do it, how I'd like to run it, because I didn't want to be stuck behind my desk. Like, that was my idea. I didn't want a desk job. I wanted to be, like, where the people were.
It's not a desk job for sure.
It's not a desk job at all. So I was like, I just had to get out of my own head.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't about that. So I felt a lot of peace. And I went to David and I was like, can I actually have it?
You say,
can I actually have the job? And yeah, that's what happened.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So I do love it. No hate on this job at all. I love love this job. It doesn't feel like work, you know?
How has it been encountering the families that you've been ultimately serving, you know? You're literally in charge of children's education and catechesis.
Yeah,
like specifically children from kinder to high school, 12th grade.
Yeah.
Like, how has that been on you? Because that's a lot.
It is a lot.
Like, if you, in general, like, if you were to look at it, like, dang, like, that's a lot of kids. But, like, how has that been for you and your faith personally?
Yeah. It is crazy to think that I'm essentially, like, responsible. Like, you know, as a delegate of the pastor, you know?
Yeah. No, yeah.
Like, I'm responsible for forming the students. But I also think, like, who, in the most, like, humble way, because it only comes from, like God, like, in Jesus himself. Like, he set this up so perfectly for me that I couldn't, that, yeah, it's all on him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it really is. Like, I really don't think there's another person. I mean, I'm sure there is, but I'm here. Like, I grew up here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a catechist when I was like 16, 15.
Yeah.
And so I knew the ins and outs. Like, I know what the kids need because, like, I was in the classroom. Like, I knew what my kids needed. So now, like, I can form other catechists and show them, like, what I know. But I also have a degree, which is not typical either. I'm also young. So, like, I'm not completely out of touch with what the kids need, because, like, I'm a daughter.
No, for
real. Like, we're serving, like, daughters and sons and stuff like that. So, like, I can tell these parents, like, this is what your kids need in regards to, like, faith. So I think that's really special. Like, I don't think a lot of people can say that. I remember when I got hired, Chilo told me, he was like, I think you're the youngest DRE in the diocese right now. Because I was 21 or 22.
Really?
As a DRE.
Dang.
And when he told me that, I was like, that's insane.
No, yeah.
Like, to think about, like, that You know, you think about like the little, and you think of like a prodigy. That's what I think of. You know, like, yeah. when, like the little kids who are like, you know, sure. I felt like an infant. Mm-hmm. And when I would go to these like DRE like sessions and stuff, it's all like older women. And I remember someone at one of the conferences looked at me like, are you married? Like, she kind of like was a little judgy. She was like, are you married? Do you even have kids? I was like, no, ma'am.
You said I'm 21 I was like, and I got this job.
But I promise you, like, I, you know, like the Lord has prepared me
for sure.
Like, from a very young age, you know? Yeah. You just,
The Lord qualifies anybody.
He does.
Yeah.
He does qualify anybody. And I think
that's great. 21?
You're 21. And that's like what St. John Vianney does. Like, here, like, we empower young people.
Give opportunities. Oh, for sure.
We empower young people. Like, nobody's business.
No, yeah.
Like, nobody's business.
It's like 21-year-old DREA back then.
Yeah.
You're 26 now.
25.
Oh. Sorry. She just turned
25. I just turned 25.
Yes, 25 DRE, but still, that's so young. Like, because I've met other DREs. We've met other DREs. They're like, they are older. With respect.
With respect.
Yeah. Love that.
So that's what it's been like.
Yeah. What do you like to do for fun? Besides when you're not here at the church? Yeah, what do you do? What are your hobbies?
I hobby hop. I like to hobby hop.
True,
I don't always have like one hobby.
You
I like
do
to
hobby
try
hop.
Different things. I used to do like nails. And when I say that, like nail art, I used to do like nail art and stuff, so I can like do
Did
that.
Did you consider yourself a nail tech?
Yeah, just not certified, you know. I used to do that. I've scrapbooked. I like to make videos. So like I've made videos for us like before.
I'm looking sure to see it. Show you this video.
And we made a video.
I'm learning.
Yeah, she's
learning from Delilah.
Yeah, it's a lot, but it's fun. I love doing like videography and stuff like that. Is a good time. What else do I do? I do like to go out. Like I do like to go out a lot. Like with my friends. Mm-hmm. I like when we go out, like dancing and like
spontaneous too.
Stuff is so fun. I like trying new restaurants. I love Applebee's. Catch me at an Applebee's near you. I love Applebee's. I heard Chili's is trying to make a comeback.
Chili's is good. You're sleeping on Chili's.
I'm annoyed at Chili's, but I heard it's
You're
supposed
sleeping
to be good.
On it. It is good. You're just sleeping on it. But to be fair, Applebee's and Chili's are right in front of each other.
Applebee's is superior.
And if we have to choose, of course we're going to Applebee's.
Applebee's is always for us too. They always make room. Yeah. Chili's never has made, since we've tried to go to
it's
Chili's,
true.
They have not made room for us.
We go to Applebee's, there's always that table ready for
us. There's always a table.
Yeah.
There's always, it's like home.
Yeah.
They just know.
Okay.
And I edit. I like to edit. Like, I would consider this for fun. Like,
yeah, Delilah edits our podcast,
I do like
guys.
To edit.
So, shout out to her.
Thanks. Yeah. I had to learn that, too, like, from, like, the bottom.
But you enjoy doing it.
I do.
Which is good.
I consider
because
it a new hobby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some, like, for me, this is not my forte. Yeah. Like, I was so frustrated making this video. I said, why is it doing it like
this? Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to give up.
Yeah,
but okay, did it.
Yeah. But I also took classes like for that too. Yeah.
Right,
of,
you
like,
minored in that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because like, I minored in communication, so like I had to do like stuff like that. Even in high school, like, did you ever take like broadcast?
No.
You were in that?
Mm-hmm.
What the heck?
Yeah, I took broadcast, and that's how I learned how to video edit. And so like all that stuff that I showed you this morning, how to like separate like the audio and the video and stuff like that. Yeah, that's how I learned how to do that.
Okay.
I've been doing it for a while. I was prepped.
Nice.
The Lord does prepare you. You just never know.
No, for real.
He can use like any gift for anything.
No, literally.
It's crazy.
She made our, when we had our Stubby mission here, she made those videos, y'all.
Oh,
yeah. Go see them on our Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Eight.
Yeah. With the help of Father. Fathers. Both of them.
Fathers.
Fathers. Our fathers.
And of course, since we are dramatic Catholics, what has been your most dramatic moment being a DRE?
Being a DRE? That's
so
a hard
many.
One. I know. I'm like, dramatic. You know what? I think it's dramatic because it's like a full circle moment. There's, when I got hired as the DRE, I was also in charge of infant baptisms. Like, you know, I still kind of am, but you know. Anyway, I was like heavily
infant
baptisms. And I've never done a setup for a baptism before or like didn't know how it worked or whatever. One of my kids, so like Aiden Sanchez, it was just the craziest thing to me because I taught him for 2 years. So I've known him for a long time. I've known him since he was in fourth grade.
Dang.
Third grade, fourth grade. And now he's graduating. Yeah, he's a senior. So I've known him for like almost 10 years. And so he's this little high... Well, he's not little. But he was a high schooler. And he had to show me how to do my job. Because he was the one helping his mom.
Dude.
The one helping his mom. Set up for baptisms every week. And I was like, now I needed to learn how to do it. And he taught me. Like, he taught me how to set up for a baptism. I'm like, bro, you're like, you were my kid.
He said, what are you going to teach
That's
me?
Humbling.
That is humbling.
That's a humbling. Like, yeah. That was crazy. Yeah, I would say that's a dramatic moment.
He said, that's a humbling.
Is that dramatic? Like, I think it was dramatic because it is really humbling that, yeah, you're just not done. And getting to, like, just see, I think that's been a big thing. Like, getting, not a lot of people get to see the fruit of their labor.
Mm.
But since I've been here so long.
You have.
You do see kids, like, come back. Like, there's a couple kids here from youth group that I taught when I was a teenager. And now, like, I'm an adult. And I'm still here.
That's crazy.
So.
They're high schoolers now?
They're high schoolers now.
But they were, like little kids. Chicklings.
They're little kids when they came for the first time.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I think that's both dramatic and beautiful.
Yeah,
getting to see that
for sure.
Yeah, if you're here long enough, like, you can see the fruit of your labor. Sure. Like, you're not doing what you're doing in vain. Even like for yourself, like, you know, you're like, is this kid gonna get anything out of a retreat? Like, is this like,
oh my,
you know, like, we just came back from retreat and seeing like not every kid like might be receptive to like what the Lord has for them in the moment.
It's like the long run.
It's the long game. Like, you
but
just
you
never know.
But you do have those kids who are receptive.
Mm-hmm.
Not kids, teens.
Teens.
Sorry. Yeah. But also, like, you mentioned you didn't want a behind a desk job, and this for sure isn't a behind a desk job, because the DRE came on our high school retreat with us, you know, like.
Yeah, because those are our students too, you know? Like, those are, Yeah, that's been my biggest thing. Like, I love being with the kids, you know, the kids, the teens, all of them.
Cause the principal of the church.
That's what I tell them when they walk, because I like to walk through the classrooms, and they'll be like, oh, hi, Miss Principal Lady. Because I'm like, I don't know how to explain my job to them. Like, they don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I'm technically the principal here. Like, so if you get in trouble, you're going to get sent to me.
The principal church lady.
The principal church lady.
Well, I'm honestly, it's been cool to see, like, just how the Lord has used you to, like, impact a lot of people.
Yeah.
And you're not done. I don't feel like you're done.
Until the Lord says
you're done. But it's been really cool working with Delilah, and, you know, shoot, we'll be back for more dramatic stories, but
yeah, we're here.
This has been fun.
Like, a new, like,
this has
thing.
Been our, like, our hobby, like, of our job.
Yeah,
is podcasting.
It's just new and exciting. Yeah. Like, it's exciting, like, talking about. I think it's gotten me more comfortable. I've told you, like, I don't like
speaking.
I don't really like speaking for the most part, but I think it's gotten me more comfortable.
Look at you. We did a whole episode on you.
Yeah.
No, but it's been, me and Delilah, we've gone through a lot here at, like, St. John Vianney, like, trips, and we experienced a lot of dramatic moments together, and we've been through the ups and downs together as coworkers and friends, and, you know,
we're with each other the majority of the, like,
no, literally
the time.
I see Delilah more than my own family.
Yeah, pretty much.
But when you're with somebody for so long, you're literally every day. It's just, you know, relationships build off of that. So it's been nice working with you.
It's been nice working with you too.
Thanks. I said, don't leave, please. I just started. I said, just started.
Yeah, I mean, I plan on being here as long
not to put you on the spot
as long as I'm called.
What?
It's like, sorry.
Sorry, don't leave. Like, okay.
Not that she was planning to leave, but I'll be here as long as the Lord plans me to be here.
Forever.
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 Oh, I can't say that.
Oh. It wasn't 3 seconds.
Is that a thing?
It might be an un...
I don't think that's a real.
I don't think we'll get copyrighted.
I don't know. I hate copyright.
Let's try it.
It's dumb.
let's try it.
Let's just sing the whole next episode.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyways.
This was good.
Yeah.
Do you have a plug? Catechist? Anything like that?
I do have a plug. Let me pull up my my info, actually.
Yeah.
As DRE. If you have students, we do, there's different tracks. So I'm in charge of religious education. So if your child is older than the age of 7 and is not baptized, we would be the way to go. If your children are already baptized and they're in first grade, they are able to start formation for catechesis. So we'll be taking registrations coming up here in August. So we're going to do August 5th through the 9th, as well as August 12th through the 16th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. here in our faith formation office. We will be sending out flyers in the bulletin, so you can see that info in the bulletin. But you do need to be enrolled here at the parish. You'll need a family ID number, so I can put the phone number to the parish office, or you can do it online. Mm-hmm. You know, do mm-hmm. that.
It's faster online.
It's faster online. I also will need your baptism certificate as well for the child. But if the child isn't baptized, I'll need a birth certificate. You know, we'll need all those things to register. All the pricing as well will be on that flyer. So
check on the bulletin.
Check in the bulletin. It'll be out probably when we get a little bit closer to August. But yeah, trust, it'll be out there in the summer. So,
and if somebody feels called to be a catechist.
Oh, that's a good one. If you feel called to be a catechist, I will say, a lot of people get very intimidated and scared, like, oh my gosh, I don't know anything. If you know, if you have a first grade level faith, you can teach a first grader. Mm-hmm. If you feel like you have a third grade level faith, you can teach a third grader. I also have, like, we have formation available. We have these days called Catechist Days of Reflection. So where we take the time, I will show you like what you need to teach them. There's a curriculum already laid out. So if you can read, mm-hmm. even, you can
it's teach. Really laid out for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's laid out for you. You don't have to feel pressured to be like, oh my gosh, I don't know anything about my faith. I didn't. I got thrown into an RE class yeah. when I was 15, and I hadn't been to a class in since I was in third grade. So anyone can do it. We do have teens. Some of our core leaders are upper or like what is it called? Juniors and seniors.
Upperclassmen.
There you go. Yeah. We have a couple upperclassmen that teach mm-hmm. RE. So yeah, anybody can do it. If you really, really don't feel called to be a catechist and you just want to do a toe dip, we do have catechist aides, and a lot of catechists come from that. Like yeah. you were an aide,
yeah.
and you ended like she helped you. Like you were able to see yeah. like in the
and
classroom.
Then I taught my own class the next year.
Yeah, and yeah. it just helps you. Like, oh, you know what? I can do this. Mm-hmm. I can do this. Yeah. So if you want to do that, we have catechist aides. If you don't like children, if you don't want to be in the classroom, I could use help always doing like yes. admin work.
Yeah.
Paperwork, that way I don't have to be at the desk right. all the time.
Right.
I could always use help with administrative work mm-hmm. as well. So
also, like, if you have nothing to do on your Saturday mornings, come through if you're a morning person to mm-hmm. like open up the classrooms and
yeah
coffee. You know, there Paul Lorenz told me when I was setting up one time, because I was so tired, I was like, Paul, I'm tired, because Delilah was at school, so we would switch
yeah,
off
yeah, yeah.
But he was like, there's a beauty and being able to open up these classrooms where kids would come
yeah.
to learn their faith. Mm-hmm. And that changed my mind. I was like, you're right, Paul.
Yeah.
So
right.
like going over and praying over the classrooms, like I hope, like I pray for the kids will be here. Mm-hmm. Like there's beauty in preparing for.
Yeah.
So if you want to do something Saturday morning, help by your DRE.
Yeah, help by your DRE, because yeah. it'd be a lot. Yeah, I didn't yeah. have an intern this year, so that was crazy. No,
yeah, that was crazy.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
But
you did it. Mm. So who can they contact?
You can contact, I'll put my email at the bottom. I'll put my religious education email, because that just has, I have two emails. So mm-hmm. everything that is about RE, I like to keep things organized. Mm-hmm. So,
which is beautiful.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Shoot me an email and yeah, we'll get you trained up,
yep.
ready to go. We'll get your mm-hmm. kids enrolled, whatever you need.
I
got you.
They won't plop you in there like that thing.
Yeah, I promise I won't do that.
Yeah.
I promise I won't do that to you. We also have substitutes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because some of our catechists, yeah, they can't be here every Saturday. Like things come up. We get it. So we have yeah. substitutes too. So if you can't do every Saturday, like let me be like a doctor and like some of my catechists are on call. Like my substitutes are on call. Mm. Be like, can I count on you this Saturday to, you know?
Yeah.
Yep. but you'll be prepared for that too.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that was good. Thanks. That was smart. A shout out, a plug.
Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need help.
No, literally.
We need help.
And it's not trying to sound desperate, but it's like a help is needed.
Yeah, but that's like what the church is for.
Yeah.
Like the, like we are a community. We do have like a duty. Yeah. You know, like this is. This
as
is,
laymen, we do have a responsibility.
We have a responsibility.
And I just took a keynote class on this. So come talk to me if you have questions. Because it is our responsibility to also be a part to help our pastor and the church in the growing Preach. Of catechism. So I'm just saying, not to guilt trip you or anything, but pray about it. Consider it, like, if you feel a tug at your heart, maybe this is a response for you to do, is to answer it. You can be qualified to teach. I mean,
yeah,
you just,
he doesn't call the qualified, he equips the called.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be scared, dip your toes in at least.
Yeah,
check it out. We're gonna challenge y'all, because I'm tired of y'all saying that you can't do something when you can. All right,
we have gifts.
Yeah,
we have gifts, and we can't don't waste them.
Yeah, don't.
You don't.
For real.
You don't get a present and not open it.
God gave you a present. Open it.
Open it.
Amen, sister. Amen.
Amen. And I've seen, just like working with the children in general. Like, I wish I had more time to like sit with them. But like, you really, like, it's a gift to see their faith, like in the way that they answer their question. It's so simple. It's like, wow. Like, we really, we become derailed as we get older. Because of like, you know, like
life,
like life, like the chaos, you know, like our retreat that was like, it just gets crazy, but it's like, wow, the simplicity of their faith.
It is childlike.
It's
And it learned it. Literally teaching the little kids has taught me to be like childlike in my faith too.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a blessing.
Don't be scared. Answer the calling. Don't ignore it. Hit us up. Yep. Hit up Delilah. Be like, I want to teach. I want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
If you're willing to learn, perfect.
Beautiful.
And we get really passionate about it, because help is always needed.
Help is always needed.
Yeah. It'd be appreciated too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, this is going to conclude our episode today.
This was good.
Miss Delilah.
Thank you. You're a very good host.
Thank you. I know. I'm just just kidding. Let me not toot my horn. I've been told I've been good in MC.
Yeah, you're a good MC. You did good this weekend too. Thanks. Was MC for the retreat too.
When I wasn't expecting.
Yeah.
That was not in the plan.
It was good.
I said, let me not toot my horn. Anyways, if anyone out there needs a host for anything, let me know.
Yeah, she got you.
Let me know. But thanks for listening today.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any questions, or if you are interested in serving, it might not be RE specifically, but you want to help out in the church somehow,
you can still help me up in that
email. Hit her up. You can put my email too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, reach out.
Beautiful.
Yeah, take that first step. But besides that, we'll see you next time on
We gotta do closing prayer.
Not me ready.
Yikes.
Not me trying to close it off. We need the soundboard.
You know? I know we do.
Yeah,
I'll just make cool. it with my
sound
we're gonna, effects.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Womp womp.
Womp womp.
Do you want to do it? You want me to do it?
You do it. Go ahead.
Okay. We'll say in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, we just want to thank you for the opportunities that you have given us to serve you. In your people, we pray that as we continue to seek those who want to teach or just want to be involved, that you may send them our way. We thank you for the gift of Delilah and for all the director of religious educations, directors out there who are teaching the little ones in their faith and building up the church. And we just pray that we have a good rest of our day. And we ask this in your most holiest name. Amen.
Amen.
And Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I'm a little nervous.
Also pray for everybody at home. Please pray for all the students that are receiving Holy Communion confirmation the day after this episode release. So we got about 147 children.
Like total? Confirmed. First and second session?
Yeah,
total. Okay, I was like, dang, just one session.
Oh, no. That's both combined.
Okay.
147
students. Yeah, so exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. So
they're in our prayers. All right. Thanks. And now we'll see you next time on
Dramatic Catholics.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.